Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above-and-beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20, code POD20, for 20% off your first product.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, floater friends, what are they?
Yeah, floater friends. This is kind of an interesting term that has come up on TikTok and getting huge traction there. And as you know, things that really catch on, I often think they speak a set kind of truth from, you know, people can relate to something very truthful going on in these little videos. And I think that's why they get a lot of following and really, you know, sort of solid airtime. But the floater friend, I suppose it's a little bit of what we would have mentioned years ago, feeling the outsider, feeling you're on the edge of the group. But it's particularly now related to WhatsApp groups and to the kind of social groups that are online, which is, you know, a different way of friendship, if you like, developing and evolving now than it would have been, say,
so someone on the periphery, you know, you're with a group of people and you want to go to the cinema or you want to play football. The others want to go to the park or go to the gaming arcade or whatever. And your views are never taken into account.
That's it. It's not about a once-off, obviously. It's about that person who feels they are never at the center of things, that their ideas are not taken on board, that they are often not the person that, if they don't talk into the group, for example, that nobody ever checks up on them. Nobody ever kind of comes to them and says, would you like to do this with me? So, and if there's, say, a group of five, if they only need four people, they're the person left out. So. Yeah. It's about feeling that you're and that you're always in that position. And I think that's when it becomes something that needs attention.
Now, how do people become so-called floater friends? Is it through neglect sometimes that they don't participate? You know, you've got to mind your friends. You've got to be in touch. You've got to stay on the platform. You know, opting in and out when you choose is going to turn you into a floater friend, is it not?
Well, I think absolutely. I think if you, and for some people, that is the way that they do connect and attach. They like to be the floater friend. They like to be the person who actually doesn't commit to anything. That can be, but that's a kind of an intentional thing to do, isn't it? People often do that if they're super busy. If, for example, you know, I think, you know, there are positives about being in that. For example, you might have, you know, a new baby. You might be very busy, but it's still lovely to know what's going on. And you can tap into that friendship group then when you want. Yeah. So that's a kind of a good thing. But the negative is, as you say rightly, if you don't participate and if you only sit at the edge, like sitting in a room, if you sit on the edge and you don't participate in the conversation and you don't offer your own thoughts and ideas, you can very easily find yourself at the edge of things. You can find that people are making decisions and you're thinking, well, do I agree or not? But in fact, perhaps you should be a part of the decision making. You should be putting in your own thoughts on what you would like to be doing. So the floater kind of friend thing can be about passivity in the group. You know, you're playing a very passive role, and it can be quite unintentional, of course. And it can arise out of a kind of, we talked a few weeks ago there about people pleasing. It can be, which got a lot of interest, I found, from people, that people who are inclined, maybe confidence is a little low or they're a little fearful of rejection, they can be inclined to fall into what other people want in the group. And they can become a little bit muted then. People don't know who you are. They don't sort of see the personality of you, and you're kind of in the shadow a little bit. That can leave you on the edge of friendship.
So it could be, as you say, useful for some people who just want to dip in and out of a particular group.
Yes.
They want to keep in touch, but they're too busy with their otherwise very full lives to be full participants.
Yes.
And then there are those who might feel very lonely because yes. their opinion is never respected. So if you think you are a floater friend and you want to be otherwise, what do you do?
Yes. Well, I think there's two things. Have a little listen to yourself and be sure. I think there's nothing wrong with being a floater friend in a group, but it's certainly a bad thing if you're feeling like that in all groups. And I think that's when you definitely need to test it. And one, as I mentioned there, friendship is about being seen and heard by the person you are friends with or the group you are friends with. Otherwise, really, it doesn't serve a lot. It may just, in fact, feed a negative feeling in you, a doubt, a self-doubt, a lack of confidence. So I often say to people, try and test the reality of it. You know, go, be brave, put in a suggestion into the group and see if you get a response. And if you don't get any response, I think we all know there's an etiquette now with WhatsApps and whatever. You don't just let somebody put out a suggestion who is your friend, in inverted commas, and say nothing, give no thumbs up, give no kind of reaction. And I think if you find yourself doing that and you get no reaction and you get no response, well, I think you have to read that. Is this a group you actually should be in? So I do believe in testing it out. Now, you may decide, well, I'll stay because there are some things about that group that you want. But I think you need to reevaluate your position and how much of you're investing in that friendship. It may still be a group that you like to know what's going on, but they're not your friends. And I think that's an important difference.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.